Tyson Alualu and Zane Beatles going at it during pass rush drills. Two veterans battling as we get deeper and deeper into the heat of camp. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields for just over 2 hours Tuesday. Another session with full pads. And the first look at preparation for Friday's game against Tampa Bay. Jonathan Cyprian was held out Tuesday with some hip tightness, and head coach Gus Bradley said the staff has more options to sit players out during this time of training camp.
You have some flexibility this time of year, because it is preseason, and we want to, I think we've had some signs like this with some other guys, and we saw it coming, so we just, wanted to err on being conservative.
Other Monday practice notes, right guard Brandon Linder back to work today after a foot sprain. Wide receiver Allen Hurns set out with a hip flexor injury, and counting Ace Sanders, five receivers missed Tuesday's practice with injury. And former Jaguars defensive lineman Marcus Stroud visiting Jags camp today. Former first-round pick and three-time Pro Bowler. And look for the full interview with Marcus coming up on Jaguars.com. We bring in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And, of course, John, last year the Lightning package debuted with three Leos, but Todd Wash said today that there could be more than that.
Well, and he talked with the media a little bit before practice and went over some of the things that they might try to do with the Leo position on Friday night against Tampa Bay. And this is such an issue for this team, the pass rush. They have to figure out a way to get pressure on the quarterback. They feel like against the run, this line's going to be very, very good. Now, how do you get the pressure that's been lacking around here for a long time? Well, on Friday, you may see Chris Clemons, Andre Branch, Ryan Davis, and Chris Smith on the field all at the same time. Wow. I think significant in there is that Ryan Davis, who's a guy who signed as a free agent a long time ago, maybe even before you got here, JP, which is a long time
ago.
But Todd Wash called him not a shock, but a very pleasant surprise today. A guy who seems to be working his way, that he's going to be part of this rotation. Interesting stuff at the Leo position.
And the reason they can make some changes like this is because it's year two in this scheme.
A lot of it is technique. It's going to be the second year in our system, going from, what they've done in the past to an attack front. And I think the guys really made some good improvements in the offseason because it was a technique-orientated practices. So I think that's going to be a big part along with the added size that we've had.
Well, we move from one position group that's very deep to another that's not deep at all, and that's the wide receiver group. Allen Hurns was off to the side today with a hip flexor injury. Boy, what's next for this wide receiver group?
Well, and probably not surprising that Hurns would be sidelined for a couple of days when you take as many reps as he's had to take with all these guys being out. Sometimes that happens in training camp. He's looked very, very good, by the way, and looks like he's going to have a spot on this team. The wide receiver position at this point, with Cecil Shorts being out, Allen Robinson being out, you've seen enough to know there's going to be talent there. If they can get all these guys back and get them on the field, I think they're going to be good. One reason for that, Marquise Lee, who we've talked about, second-round draft pick, continues to look better and better and better today. He had individual drills today, had one of the better individual drills you've seen. Jeff Logman called it the best maybe he's ever seen, which is saying a lot. But even outside of that, he continues to be a guy who's showing that skill set, a good sign for the wide receivers in a tough week for the wide receivers.
Well done, as always, John.
Thanks.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He says no matter the national chatter, the Jags must stick with a plan at quarterback.
I picked up the newspaper on Sunday. Yes, an actual newspaper. And was not surprised to see the story about the quarterbacks. I learned long ago, back when the daily newspaper was still a common occurrence, that you can talk about the quarterback all the time and still not talk about him enough. But when I started getting questions about whether Blake Bortles could start in Philly, I figured it was time to put it to bed. Folks, we haven't even seen his first preseason action. Yes, Bortles has been impressive in camp. Of course, we might have set the bar low when Dave Caldwell announced on draft night he was going to learn and grow this fall on the bench. Blake passed the eye test right away, and when camp reported, he passed the commitment test also. Clearly, he spent his time working on the playbook, and more than one football person has shared a story that would indicate that this is his number one priority, and he won't be distracted. He's fluid and comfortable out there and rarely makes the same mistake twice. He seems to grow in his understanding of what offensive coordinator Jed Fish is asking from him daily. In short, he's getting better. But, and it's a big one, the defense can't hit him. He knows that. We can't really get an accurate read on where Blake is until he stands in the pocket against Tampa on Friday. He might continue to impress us with his progress, or he may look like a rookie in his first NFL action. Either way, the Jaguars brass is sticking to their plan with Bortles, and they should. The offensive line is a work in progress. The running game completely revamped, and the receivers are injured. Why rush the shiny new rookie quarterback out onto the field when so many other areas of the roster are still under repair?
Thank you, Brian. Let's get to the play of the day. Blake Bortles to Lamar Thomas. Great adjustment and one-handed catch by the first-year player out of New Mexico. Lamar Thomas with a play of the day from Tuesday. The Jaguars return to the Florida Blue practice fields Wednesday at 9:55 a.m. Of course, all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.